to Hawke's Bay and the Napier Art Deco Festival was set to take place last weekend. But after the latest COVID-19 scare, it was cancelled. First time they've ever cancelled it. Some Napier businesses are upset about what they say was a knee-jerk decision to call off the festival. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has been speaking to businesses about this. He joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. When did we learn that Art Deco wasn't going ahead?
Well, it all started with the COVID outbreak in Auckland, which I'm sure everyone will remember. That was about 2 weeks ago when there were some community cases that were announced. And that meant Auckland went into level 3 and the rest of the country went into level 2. That was announced on the Sunday, the 14th of February. And the Art Deco Festival was going to be a 5-day festival running from the Wednesday to the following Sunday. And on Monday, so that was the day after the Prime Minister announced, I think she announced it on Sunday evening. So on Monday morning, on Sunday she announced we were going into level 3 and level 2. On Monday, the Art Deco Trust announced it was cancelling all events on the first couple of days of the festival. So that was Wednesday on Thursday. And they said they're doing their very best to make sure the festival can go ahead. But they were very reliant on government decisions and advice. So on Tuesday afternoon, the next day, it cancelled the festival outright because it just couldn't wait for the government to announce what would happen.
And what alert level were you guys in at that stage?
We were at alert level 2 at that stage. I think you were up alert level 3 at that stage up in Auckland. But down here, we were level 2, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that would sort of be fair enough because at level 2 you wouldn't be allowed to have events of more than 100 people, would that be right?
That's correct, and about 40,000 people actually come to Napier for this festival, so it's a huge deal for the region.
So it was the Tuesday afternoon of the week of the festival?
Yes, that's right. Huh. Yeah.
So what's the problem then? Because if you're in level 2 and you've got a festival coming up, you know, surely the cancelling would be the only alternative.
Well, you'd think they might be able to go ahead, but they couldn't. They said it was a very tough decision to actually decide whether they should go ahead or not. But they had to set up earlier in the week, so they had to set up on that Wednesday to actually get all the marquees up and get everyone involved. And also they had to get all the perishable goods. So the suppliers had to get food and drinks for everyone. And they had to get that early in the week. And if they just had to cancel at that particular time because otherwise they argue, this is what the Art Deco Trust argues, that they would actually lose a lot more money than they would have if they did nothing.
Yeah, so who's objecting and why?
Well, we've talked to a few businesses that are pretty upset with the decision that was taken place, and that was just because it's the busiest time of the year. I did a morning report piece this morning, and we spoke to people from, one woman I spoke to, Louise Cuthbert. She runs Napier Cultural Hikoi Walking Tours. You go and see Māori sites around the city. And she heard it was cancelled. She was shocked because it's the busiest time of year. And she said, she told me, this is her words, she was feeling very upset and let down, basically, by the Art Deco Festival.
Yeah, again, I'm sort of struggling to see how they could have gone ahead under level 2 restrictions, though. Did things change? It's so hard to remember what order things came in now a couple of weeks later, but did things change? I mean, when did you learn that Napier was going to level 1, Hawke's Bay and the rest of New Zealand was going to level 1?
Well, I think that was on the Wednesday afternoon.
It was the Wednesday.
That was the afternoon.
So they cancelled on the Tuesday. Nobody knew when the next level announcement was coming, and so they... Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. The Napier Repertory Players apparently put out as well.
Yes. They were going to put on an event. They were going to put on a play about the history of the earthquake for Art Deco Weekend, but they had to cancel the first week of the season. And again, it was their busiest time of year. And the repertory president, Glenn Cook, said that he thought it was called off about 12 hours too soon. He wishes they could have waited a bit longer because it had quite an impact on the people that were going to come and see the play.
So organisers are standing by their decision. Did anyone sort of go ahead and have their own festival despite the official commemorations being called off?
There was a small number of independent events that actually ran ahead, and there was still a parade on the day. It wasn't quite the big event that everyone expected, but on the Saturday there was a small parade, and I went out and had a look. There were quite a lot of Art Deco 30s-style cars on the road, a few people dancing on the street, so in that Art Deco clothing. So people still really wanted to be a part of it, so they still really got involved, but it wasn't what people were expecting at all.
What were you wearing, Tom?
Look, suspenders. I wish I had the foresight to dress up, but no, I was just in my, you know, regular weekend clothing.
You could have worn the 1930s sort of reporter outfit with the pencil behind your ear.
Wouldn't that
have
been great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been great?
And yeah, you have your jacket, you sort of hold on to it and flick it over your shoulder, you know what I mean?
Oh, I need to talk to you more often, Jesse, so I can get some fashion advice, I think.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Appreciate your time,
nice
Jesse.
To talk
thank
to you.
You.
Tom Cheers. Kitchen in Hawke's Bay has been talking to businesses who are upset. I guess they feel that they shouldn't have cancelled the whole thing on Tuesday. They should have taken it day by day.